Gwabandana.
Mm-hmm.
So this first one, it says, I got them online, and they said Susie Clark and Friends. Do you recognize the girls?
No. There was one picture like this. Somehow there was four sisters. Starry. Starry Skinaway and Nancy. There was four of them girls anyway. That were standing like that. But I didn't know what the background looked like. God, I don't know what how many sisters they had to do. Starry, Nancy, Lucy, Annie. Them four girls were standing in line like that. Young girls. They were young then. I don't even know who Susie Clark is.
I don't either. I had to come ask you.
I don't know who that is.
And then this one's Old Man Shagobe.
I don't know him either.
And he has beaded boots on too. They're just pretty. And then this one's, these two, the one on the left is Sam Keag, and the one on the right is Jim Mitchell. But they can't identify the other two.
Well, which one's Sam Keag? This one?
Mm-hmm.
And this is Jim Mitchell?
Mm-hmm.
I know Jim. Shabukawe, they call him. My grandma used to do that. Do beadwork. Always sitting outside doing beadwork. And that's just only like that.
What did they do it on?
Velvet.
So this is all velvet work?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Who recognized them?
I think it came with the picture. I think it had the description on the picture. And I knew you knew Jim Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you'd recognize a younger version.
Mm-mm.
Right? And then we have, I think we have one of the drums here. Because it has all the limbs.
We don't have any like that. But I know the poles.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have beadwork like that.
That one doesn't look familiar. This one's Mary Day. Mm-mm. You never knew her?
No.
And then all they have for this one is just Mary Day again.
I don't know them.
And here's another one of Jim Mitchell.
If it's a Jim Mitchell, and I know him, maybe it is. And they call him Shabukovich, so I always tease me. That was Panji and them, their dad. I just stick my tongue at him. It make me miserable. But I never seen him with an outfit. He used to help make boats at trading posts. He used to make boats there. I remember him working there. I wonder who took pictures of those. Because they wouldn't allow that.
Chimukamanag?
Probably, I don't know. They never allowed anybody to take pictures of those ceremonial drums. Nowadays, anyway.
These are over 100 years old. Mm-hmm. These pictures. That one doesn't look familiar. But that is the kind of beadwork that they would have around them, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
And then this one's titled Chief Wadena's Kids.
I never knew them.
The Wadenas?
Just the old man and the old lady. They never had no little kids. I know they used to carry their babies like that.
And then this just says a group of people watching a dance. It's hard to get out anyone's faces in these. But is that the dance hall?
I don't know.
Or is that just some Wakaigun-ish?
I don't know. I have no idea. See, a long time ago, they used to sit right on the ground. Nowadays, they don't. They get stuck, they go on the ground. wonder who took those pictures.
And then this is the last one.
See, look at them drummers, they're all sitting on the ground. Wonder where that was taken.
All of these say that they were taken Omaha.
Wonder where.
I know, that's a big clearing.
I wonder who took all those Indian pictures.
There's a few of them, wasn't there? There's been a few people a long time ago that came and took pictures. There was that, I can see it because they're in a book. But I can't think of who else. Huh. But you didn't recognize anyone in the pictures, huh? Mm-mm. Yeah, those pictures were taken a long time ago.
Yeah, they used to take pictures of those guys that played moccasin games.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only pictures we used to see. I used to see anyway. I don't recognize nobody. I know the name Jim Mitchell Shabukoe, that was his name. There were three of them boys, Sam Mitchell, Jim Mitchell, and Joe Mitchell.
Is that where Sambo came from?
Mm-hmm. That's Sambo's brother, that Jim. And Joe is the youngest one. Always people walking by here. But I don't recognize any of them. I wanted to see the birds, but I can't. They fly too fast.
Mm.
Right, every time I was going to go lay down, as soon as I got up out of my bed, the ready to lay down, the phone rang. I come over here. Nobody answered me. So the second time it rang, I didn't even bother to answer it. Not very long after that, another one rang before I even got in bed. Came in here and answered the phone, the last ring. I said, hello? The phone was dead. When I heard this one ring, I knew I wasn't going to answer it. Good thing Robert did.
Mm-hmm. Here, I thought you guys were out at the bank or something.
No. Then after I wouldn't answer that last one. I thought of you when you said you were coming over. Oh, I bet that was him. And I didn't answer it. I'm mad at that phone. It kept ringing and ringing. Then when I do answer, they don't answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't answer this one. Must be somebody again that wouldn't answer, so I didn't bother to answer. But Robert did. I never heard him, call it by the Indian. Not very many people have their kids at home anymore. So I never really heard anything.
Do you have yours all at home?
No. I got a granddaughter, great granddaughter. She had a little boy, and they said she never made a noise. Now she just had another little boy, I think. They said she never made a noise. You know how people scream and holler as I when they're delivering. She didn't even make a sound. She must be a tough little girl.
Mm-hmm. Gindash?
No, I never did. I never screamed.
For all of them?
Mm-hmm. The first one I had, they would tell me to push and tell me to do something, and whatever they tell me I do, but I never scream or holler. I was busy listening to what they tell me to do. Next thing I knew, I had my baby. When I had Robert, I only had 3 pains, and he was born. I didn't even had the doctor tell me what to do. He was already here. Three pains, and he was born. As I hear some of them ladies call, help me.
How could you do this to me, they say to their husbands or their...
Oh. I know my granddaughter had her first baby. Her husband was telling her, push, Chris, push. Shut up, you push. He was mad at him. I don't want you talking to me. Get out of here. She said, that hurts. Yeah, her baby was only 3 pounds.
For all that pain? I mean, she ain't very big herself.
Mm.
She's a small one.
Yeah, she's 20 years old now. I said, just think, she was only 3 pounds when she was born.
Oh my God.
Now she's 20 years old.
Wow.
Now, Robert's side. She had a little baby. Last February? No. This spring, I think. Her baby was only 2 pounds. Oh my God, I said, when it's... They said she was in an incubator, and I said, oh, I wish I could go see her. You should see her now. She don't look like she was 2 pounds.
Huh.
You did chubby. She's a look like she's a full grown baby.
Ano yung siya ni Kazor?
Lyle. Pick her up, you stand her up while her little legs come up. You talk to her while she's just jabbering away. I don't even know how many months old she is now. She's a chubby little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was just afraid she wouldn't make it. Bicycles going by here. Do they have motorized bikes?
Some do.
Because I see them going by here.
I have seen some on the res here.
I wonder how much they cost.
It's pugging day. It's pugging day.
I see women going by here with motorized bikes.
Well, your bundle's drying, Kodok.
Hmm?
Your bundle's drying. We're just drying it out right now. 13. That's how many we got at the end. 13 bundles.
Oh my god.
I told my aunt, I said last Thursday, I called her the night before, I said, let's go. So let's go picking tomorrow. I said, I'll pick you up 9:30. Okay. She said, I haven't been out in 13 years. Since her mom and dad passed away. So.
It's fun picking sage when you're not afraid to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, my old man said, oh, I seen sage in North Dakota. I was scared to go out there. We didn't see anything, but just the idea.
Mm-hmm.